Shalom, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning the Tzvasemes and Parshas Kisavo in the schus of my very dear friend, Jeremy Wernick, who asked me to give these series of shiurim. Hopefully this is the first of many. Hashem helps us. And Hashem should help Rabbi Jeremy, who loves Torah and loves Hashem. We're going to start this year with the Tzvasemes, Parshas Kisavo, in the year Tafresh Lamed Dalid, which is 1874, around when professional baseball was getting started. It's a long time ago. Or baseball was getting started. Mavar, that very important Nikuda. Whether the game was invented or the league, you can email me with your historical information. Anyway, Tzvasemes was involved in much more important things than the frivolity of baseball. And he quotes the pasuk in the second piece, in the second passage, V'lo nasan. V'lo nasan Hashem lachem lev ladas ve'inayim lirot v'aznayim lishmo ad hayom hazeh. So, it's always the Tzvasemes just gives a partial quote, v'chule, v'chule. But the pasuk in full reads that Hashem didn't give you a understanding heart, a knowing heart, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, until this day. So as Tzvasemes v'kasha, ki dor hamidbar hu dor deya sh'amdu al har Sinai. How could it be that they didn't have eyes to see, ears to hear, an understanding and knowing heart until this day, 40 years after they left Mitzrayim, on the cusp of the of Eretz Yisrael, they got hearts, they got Torah at Har Sinai. They had the Dor Deya, they had the door of the great understanding. They stood at Har Sinai. So already many years back, they already had clearly a very high spiritual madriga. So how could it be that right now we're saying, oh, now they got the Lev Ladas and Einayim Liros Vaznayim Lishmo. Answers Rabbeinu, Achloksiv Lo Nasan Lachem Das. So he makes a diuk in the Pasuk. It doesn't say in the Pasuk, he didn't give you Das. He said, Lev Ladas. It doesn't say he didn't give you Re'iyah. It says he didn't give you Einayim Liros. So he's talking here, Rak HaKelim, Lev Ve'inayim Ve'oznayim. The Pasuk is referring to the Kelim with which we hear, the Kelim with which we see, the Kelim with which we know. Lev Ve'inayim Oznayim. Ki Bevadai. Because certainly, Kishandu al Har Sinai, and they stood at Har Sinai, Hayu Kamo Beli Guf. It was like they didn't have a body. Kimo Shekasuv, Nafshi, Yotza, Bidabro. Pasuk. Shir Hashirim, Perakei Pasuk Vav. That they died in the Or Eit Sion edition of the Tzvasemes. They reference the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches Amit Beis, which says that they died, Yotza Nishmasim and Har Sinai. So when they stood at Har Sinai, Hayu Kamo Beli Guf. Like they didn't have a body. Their souls left their bodies. V'hei mamish dor deya. That's mamish a dor deya. What's the dor deya? They're all deya. They're all understanding, wisdom, knowledge. B'li guf. But there were no body. They were just souls. They were just intellects. There was no body. So these kelim, the lev, the einayim, the oznayim, that's what came around at the end of the 40 years. But at Har Sinai, they clearly were the dor deya. They had shmiya and re'iya and deya. They just did it without the kelim. They didn't need these physical means to perceiving the divine. They perceived it directly through their souls. So That's why the pasuk can say, that's the brilliant answer of the Sfasem, is that only now you began to chap. Only now you began to understand. V'tikun haguf nitan levnei Yisrael kishenichnasu le'eretz Yisrael. And when did they fix their body? This koach to fix their body was given to the Jewish people when they entered Eretz Yisrael. So we have in the Sfasem is two different types of tikkunim. We have bitul haguf, when you're mevatel the guf, that was Matan Torah, that was Har Sinai. And then there's tikkun haguf, there's fixing the guf. That's when we get to Eretz Yisrael. V'aklal. Shakadosh Baruch Hu nasan levnei Yisrael beiz elu hadvarim. Torah akdoisha, shemelamedes la'odam das, echlotzeis michoimer haguf, v'agashmias. The rule is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people these two things in order to get close to Him. What are these two things? Number one is the Holy Torah that teaches man Das, Eich Latzeis, how to go out from Chomer HaGuf, from the physicality of the body and the Gashmias. That's Torah. Torah takes us out of the Guf, it makes us spiritual beings. Eretz Yisrael, Uveis HaMikdosh, Hilekare V'Gashmias V'Chomer HaGuf Gam Kein El HaKadusha Liyos Chibur HaNishama V'HaGuf Biyachad. In Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash, is to be makarev the gashmias and the physicality of the body, also to kedusha, to connect the body and soul together, so that the body is also holy. So Torah is for, it's for the soul, and Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash are also for the body. One could argue, I'm sure the Sfasem has thought of this, that Torah is all about the body. All the mitzvahs are being attacked in the guf. So maybe he's talking about the Torah HaKadosha, not the Kiyum HaMitzvahs, just the Torah HaKadosha as Torah, as a vehicle of learning and understanding. So that, and then also it says, but when it's melamed a person how to go out of the Chomer HaGuf and the Gashmias. Teaches a person how to go out of the body. But again, one could argue it's mitakin the body. All the mitzvahs are all about doing physical things, elevating the gashmias. So next time you see the Sfasemes, you can ask him this question. Hopefully we'll have Trias HaMesim today, and we'll ask him today. At any rate, we're here to learn the Sfasemes and understand as best we can. So that's the Torah. Torah teaches a person how to leave Gashmias, and Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, these are places where we bring the Gashmias close. One sefer, he quotes this Sfasemes, and he references the Chasam Sofer in Sukkah Lamed Vav, where he says that a person is a mitzvah to learn the work the land of Eretz Yisrael, just like you're not too busy learning that you can't put on tefillin, you're not too busy learning you can't work the land of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes to the Beis HaMikdash. These are places where we elevate and sanctify the body. So that's Tikkun HaGuf. Torah is Bitul HaGuf, and Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash are Tikkun HaGuf. Kamosh Kasuv Ki Savo Netaten. It's an often a pasuk when it says when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you plant. So Pashpashan the pasuk is, it's telling you halacha. 3 years is Orla, and the fourth year is Revai, 5th year eat it. But Sfasemis learns another yisod from here. That when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Chazal already learned, you come to Eretz Yisrael, you got to start planning. This is the place of working. When you're in the Midbar, you're just learning. You're in Kolel. But once you get to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael to mitaken the Gashmias, because taken in Chutz Laretz is really no inyan to be mitaken the Gashmias, because what do we care about the land in California? And God bless California oranges, they're delicious, but that's not our business. Our business is only Eretz Yisrael. We want to be involved in Gashmias, it's in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laretz, we just want to be pure and holy and be focused on Ruchnias. And that's taka what the Sfasem says. Is that tikkun haguf hayachasulam kodim biyasar? So they didn't have this tikkun haguf before they entered Eretz Yisrael. They entered Eretz Yisrael. That's tikkun haguf, and that's the lev ladas. Inayim liras is naim lishma. V'chein ata begalus shehishir lanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu atara akadosha. And also now in galus that Hakadosh Baruch Hu left us the Torah, the Holy Torah. Uveisam mikdash ein lanu l'chein yevshel skaim b'kedusha rak fi bitul haguf. Says the Sfasemis, the Avodah and Golus is Bitul HaGuf. Why? Because all we're left with is the Torah, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael anymore. Maybe one would argue that today we're back, You know, it looks to me, can't be 100% sure because maybe I'm just dreaming, but it looks to me that right now I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm looking out of my window over here. I live in a place called Givas Zev, which is north of Yerushalayim, and it's a very, very beautiful area. I invite everybody to come live here, be my neighbor. They have gorgeous mountains. I'm looking at the mountains. I have mountains over here. I have my own study, beautiful apartment, Baruch Hashem, it's the Adi Tishmaya. Thanks to Hashem, the Lord and my landlord. Yeah, he's so nice. He lets me stay here every month, provided I give him rent. And then I look out over there in the distance, and I see Ramat Givat Zev that they're selling for a lot of money. So if you have a lot of money, buy something there. Here also, it's a lot of money. I think there it's a lot of money, and here it's just a lot of money. In any event, so we're in Eretz Yisrael, so maybe now we can be attacking the goof. Okay. Akwapanam, the Sfasemis, is writing in Poland in 1874. So there, here he says, listen, here our avodah is bittul haguf b'gashmis. Adi adas me'atorah v'tikun haguf b'galus. L'chein yevshel l'skayim v'kedusha rak afik bittul haguf l'atzeis me'agashmis adi adas me'atorah. So therefore it's impossible to be m'skayim v'kedusha only to the extent that we're mevatel l'guf, to go out of the gashmis through das from the Torah. And that's the way we're attacking the guf and galus, by being mevatel the guf. We have a yiratzim, we say after davening, we have two
signs in every human being, every Jewish person. We have bris milah and tefillin. Those are the two signs. Shabbos Kodesh, we have milah and Shabbos. Milah's bittul haguf, like the Rambam says, that it weakens the taiva. Even though I can see one saying that's tikkun haguf. And tefillin is tikkun haguf. But anyway, the Sfasem seems to be learning that milah is bittul haguf and tikkun and tefillin is tikkun haguf, because you're meshabit yourself, your heart, subjugate yourself to serve Hashem. And then what's Shabbos? Shabbos is instead of tefillin. Shabbos, we're makabel the neshama yaseira, and the light of the neshama becomes very strong, and we're attacking the guf. We eat, we drink, we do everything l'shem shamayim. So Shabbos is nacham al tikkun haguf. It's like tefillin, and that's also the beis inyan. And these two matters, vein tarei shebichsav v'tarei shebaal peh. We have the written Torah and the oral Torah. What's the written Torah? That's the pure. That's the, they call in Hebrew, the Eidea. The pure concept of Torah. Hashem, Ananavshik Savis Yehavis. That's Bittul Haguf. And then Torah Shebaal Peh is the Yisum HaMaasi, is the practical application of Torah. So what this Sfasem does is very often, he finds topologies, puts them in different categories. You have Bittul Haguf, Tikkun Haguf. You have Torah versus Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. You have the two Osos. Bris Milah versus Tefillin and Shabbos. Bris Milah, Bittul Haguf. Shabbos and Tefillin, Tikkun Haguf. You have Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, Bittul Haguf. Torah Shebaal Peh, Tikkun Haguf. Shabbos u'b'chinas Eretz Yisrael and Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is like Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is holiness in time. Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash are holiness in place. And that's metakin your body on Shabbos. And therefore on Shabbos you can receive this extra neshama of Vuaris and neshama beguf that shines the neshama in the body, which is tikkun haguf. No, Baruch Hashem v'siyata d'shmaya. We learned a very beautiful piece of Sfasemes, and obviously there are many, many more, and we're hoping that Hashem give us the koach and the moach to learn more, and we'll all be elevated by the holy Torah of the Rebbe. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.